And to Sneaky's enormous astonishment, that tiny chocolate egg began to grow big on the plate. How it grew! How it swelled up! My goodness, Sneaky did feel hungry when he saw that great egg of chocolate all ready to be eaten, growing bigger and bigger. He nearly fell off the windowsill in surprise. And then what a shock he got! Witch Uppity saw him and gave a shout of rage. She picked up her broom and swept him right off her windowsill. "You nasty little sneaking thing, always peeping and prying. Go away! You shan't see my spells." But Sneaky had seen enough. He ran home grinning and rubbing his hands. He would make a chocolate egg grow like that too. And my, what a lot of money he would make by selling it. He bought a chocolate egg and took it home. He set it on a plate and then went to borrow a peacock's feather from his friend next door. He stroked the little egg with it and then blew on it hard, feeling tremendously excited. Then he chanted loudly the magic song. "Grow, grow, quick and slow. Make yourself sweet for fairies to eat. Grow, grow, quick and slow." The chocolate egg began to grow. How it grew! You really should have seen it. It was a most marvellous sight. First, it was as big as a hen's egg. Then, as big as a goose's. Then, as big as a swan's. Then, as large as an ostrich's. Then, as big as a coal scuttle. And it went on growing. Sneaky was delighted. He danced around in joy, watching the egg grow. It grew and it grew. Crack! It broke the plate with its weight. But Sneaky didn't mind. He could buy lots of new plates with the money for that lovely egg. Then the egg grew bigger than the table. And crack! One of the legs gave way, and down went the table and the egg too. But still, it went on growing. When it was as big as a large wheelbarrow, Sneaky thought it was big enough. After all, he had to get it out of the door and take it to market. It wouldn't do for it to get too big. So he shouted to it, "Stop! Don't grow any more, egg!" But the egg didn't take a bit of notice. No, not a bit. It just went on growing. And however much Sneaky begged it to stop, it simply wouldn't. Sneaky didn't know the right words to say, you see. Well, it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and at last it couldn't grow any more, because it was as big as the room itself. And poor Sneaky was squashed flat in one corner. And then, in pressing itself against the ceiling, the egg broke. Out came a great stream of sticky cream all over poor Sneaky. After that, the egg stopped growing, for the spell was broken. But do you know, the only way Sneaky could get out of the room was by eating his way through the egg. It took him 2 days, and oh, the mess he was in. And now, if you meet a small elf who says he simply can't bear Easter eggs, just ask him his name. It's sure to be Sneaky. The Surprising Easter Egg. Anna was going to a party. She was all ready. She had on her new pink silk dress, a ribbon round her hair, her shoes in a bag, and a clean handkerchief in her pocket. She felt so excited, for she loved parties almost better than anything else.